Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Lillian Pizzichini. This week, Someday My Prince Will Come. Adriana Casalotti was 18 years old when she heard her father, who was a voice coach, talking on the phone to a talent scout at the Walt Disney Studio. The scout was looking for a girl to take the lead in Disney's new film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. The 15-year-old Deanna Durbin had tried for the part, but Walt had complained she sounded like a 30-year-old. Adriana came onto the extension and recommended herself for the role. When Walt heard her on a speaker in his office next to the soundstage, he said she sounded like a 14-year-old, which was exactly what he wanted. Casalotti was signed for a nominal fee, and 3 years later, in 1937, the film was released. The character of Snow White was a recreation of Walt Disney's own childhood, imprisoned by a tyrannical parent and sentenced to a life of drudgery. Her signature tune, Someday My Prince Will Come, spelt out the tantalising promise of love and nurture. The song tinkles out of a Technicolor princess to an audience of dwarfs and furry friends. Casalotti's piercing top notes wake up one of the dwarfs, Sleepy. Her vibrato is just this side of mush, although another dwarf, Grumpy, is not so sure. Disney had got it right.
There's nobody like him anywhere at all.
Did he say he loved you?
Did he steal a kiss?
He was so romantic, I could not resist.
Things weren't so swell for the composer of the song. Disney had asked for something quaint when directing the music for Snow White. The frail, alcoholic composer Frank Churchill was the perfect conduit for sorrowful yearnings, but Disney was hard to please. Churchill had just completed the score for the film Bambi, but was depressed by Disney's dissatisfaction with it. Disney was complaining that the music was monotonous and didn't provide the excitement the movie needed. When Churchill heard this, after a heavy bout of drinking, he shot himself and died, reportedly, at the piano. His tune, though, found new life in the world of jazz. The first performance of Someday My Prince Will Come by jazz musicians was in the unlikely environment of Theresienstadt concentration camp in 1943. It was played by a band known as the Ghetto Swingers. After the war, it was picked up by jazzers like Dave Brubeck, who included it on his 1957 album, Dave Diggs Disney. What the jazz world liked about the song was the chord structure that underpins the melody. In 1961, jazz trumpeter Miles Davis latched onto this in a groundbreaking recording. Someday My Prince Will Come became the titular song of his seventh album, hot on the heels of his modal masterpiece, Kind of Blue. Davis' group was in the middle of recording the track when John Coltrane walked into the studio with his tenor saxophone. Coltrane scanned the chords written on a sheet of manuscript, put horn to mouth, and played a solo alive with tonal complexities Churchill could only have sketched in. Coltrane had never seen the score before, and yet the flow of ideas bubbles into sheets of sounds. It inspired Davis to even greater intensity. Coltrane was electrifying. Adriana Casalotti's haunting loneliness was a perfect match for Davis's purity of tone. Someday My Prince Will Come was now a jazz classic, covered in later years by musicians like Keith Jarrett and Chet Baker. But the story of this song is one of sacrifice as well as success. Deanna Durbin, the girl Walt Disney had complained sounded like a 30-year-old, went on to become an acclaimed child star at Universal. But Adriana Casalotti stayed under contract with Disney, and he prevented her from appearing in further films, even his own. The radio host Jack Benny once said that he'd asked Walt for permission to use Casalotti on his show. He was told, "I'm sorry, but that voice can't be used anywhere. I don't want to spoil the illusion of Snow White."
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.